Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Picks Now update. Here are some of your top headlines. This morning, the latest shot fired in the vehicle emissions battle between the Trump administration and California. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency says that there will be one nationwide policy with no exceptions for any states.
No state has the authority to opt out of national fuel economy standards, and no state has the authority to set its own fuel economy standards that impact human safety, the environment, and commerce for the rest of the country.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler went on to say that national standards will be best for the auto industry and consumers, but Governor Gavin Newsom doesn't agree.
It's about the oil industry, period, full stop. It's not about the car manufacturers, not about consumers, it's not about the health, it's not about our economy.
State Attorney General Javier Becerra plans to take legal action. He's indicated that he will sue the federal government over this issue. President Trump is accusing San Francisco of environmental violations, meanwhile, over waste and dirty hypodermic needles. Yesterday, he criticized the city over its chronic homeless problem, said that it's allowing a tremendous amount of waste to go through storm drains into the ocean. The president also said that the Environmental Protection Agency would soon give San Francisco a notice.
If you look at San Francisco, it's a total disaster. What's happening? Are they going to ruin those cities? And we're going to get involved very soon on a federal basis if they don't clean up their act.
According to the San Francisco Public Utility Commission, most grates on street corners are actually catch basins. What's collected there goes to a treatment plant and not the ocean. San Francisco Mayor London Breed responding to the president's accusations, saying that in San Francisco, we are focused on advancing solutions to meet the challenges on our streets, not throwing off ridiculous assertions as we board an airplane to leave the state. If the president wants to talk about homelessness, we are committed to working with our state and federal partners on actual solutions. Meanwhile, the weather in San Francisco is looking really nice as we send it over to Mary Lee.
That's right, Kenny. As we are looking at high pressure building in for us, so with it, plenty of sun and temps a little bit warmer compared to yesterday, but seasonal for this time of year. Here's a live look with our Treasure Island camera with that sunshine over downtown San Francisco. Here's a satellite and radar view. That low pressure system that dropped the cold front our way yesterday continues to move out of here, and a ridge of high pressure is moving in. So that ridge, the dominant weather feature over the next several days. So as we go through Futurecast, you can see all of that sunshine for today, clear skies tomorrow morning, and then more sun as we go through Friday and Saturday with temps even warmer than today. So our daytime highs, we're looking at 81 in Concord, 80 for Livermore, 76 in San Francisco, 73 in Oakland, upper 60s in San Francisco. So warming up Friday, and especially by Saturday, the warmest day out of the week. So plenty of sunshine as we head through Sunday, temps a little bit warmer. The first day of fall officially arrives on Monday, and we will be heating up into next week.
Sounds good, Mary. Thank you. Turning to the campaign trail, Beto O'Rourke will be in Oakland this morning visiting the first marijuana dispensary in the country. Today, he wraps up his three-day trip to California. Yesterday, he raised some campaign cash at a fundraiser in San Anselmo. The Democratic presidential candidate, who also spent part of his day talking to prisoners at San Quentin, has made gun control his signature issue this year and says it's important to focus on a person's ability to change and learn from their mistakes. Beto says that that perspective comes in part from his own run-ins with the law.
In my own life, an arrest for driving under the influence, an arrest for attempted trespass, neither of those defined me or determined my options in life.
Beto also noted that his race and privilege were big reasons why those instances didn't define him. He also praised the Bay Area volunteers who donated their time to teach classes and help prisoners get back on their feet. Let's take a live look right now at SFO this morning. And finally, some good news for you if you are traveling. Officials say that the runway work and construction work will be finished today. The entire project is expected to wrap up by 9 o'clock tonight, a week ahead of schedule. But officials say that you should expect some delays throughout the day today. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled or delayed since construction started. Airbnb just announcing that it is going public next year. It's a long-awaited move for the home sharing company, which was founded in San Francisco in 2008. Right now, it has more than 7 million listings in 100,000 cities worldwide. Airbnb spent the last several years broadening its offerings in advance of an expected IPO.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. It's rotating. Oh
my gosh.
Ghost stories about UFOs have been going on for decades. Well, the U.S. Navy just confirmed these videos with UFO sightings are the real deal, but are also admitting that they have no idea what they are. This is the footage that has people scratching their heads. Some astronomers in the Bay Area believe whatever is in these videos is likely, though, not from outer space.
But to then make a leap and propose that they could be piloted by aliens or anything like that, I think that's a step too far. And many other observatories and scientists around the world spend a lot of time looking at the night sky. And none of my colleagues has told me that they've met green men. I subscribe to the fact that I would need evidence. And maybe in our
Dr. Lynam says that the object could be another government agency's aircraft, like a drone. In the meantime, the U.S. Navy says that these kinds of videos are just a fraction of what their pilots see in the sky. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com.